USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is remaining coy regarding sending two articles of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says now is the time to act.
So what I would suggest we do, if we have to and hope we don't, is that deem the articles delivered upon passage, set a date certain for the trial, give the House notice we're going to start the trial this date, send managers over to present your case. If you don't, dismiss it for lack of prosecution. Okay.
Graham believes a trial in the Senate could begin as early as next week. The Democratic-led House passes a largely symbolic measure opposing further military force against Iran without congressional authorization. President Trump speaking at one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Toledo, Ohio. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In financial news, another record day for the Dow as it closed up 212 points to finish at 28,957. The results of a Gallup survey show the nation is more center-right than moderate or liberal. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
It was a very large sampling that was based on combined data from 29,000 interviews involving more than 21 different Gallup surveys. Liddy Saad, who is with Gallup, tells us the right side of the political aisle is growing, while those at the left center have declined.
We find that the percentage of all Americans identifying as conservative in 2019 was up 2 points from 35% in 2018 to 37% in 2019. The percentage identifying liberal was down 2 points from 26% in 2018 to 24% in 2019.
When you consider the large sample of 29,000 Americans, the 2 percentage point difference is significant.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump aims to ease some key environmental regulations.
We're going to have very strong regulation, but it's going to go very quickly. And if it doesn't pass, it's going to not pass quickly. It doesn't have to take 10 years. These endless delays waste money, keep projects from breaking ground, and deny jobs to our nation's incredible workers.
During a White House event on Thursday, the president says that there will still be strong environmental and safety standards in place, but the president wants to speed up approval for pipelines, drilling, and highway projects. Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis believes his NFL career wouldn't have been cut short had the usage of CBD been prevalent several years ago. Davis's career was cut short by injury in 2001. He joins Fox News and talks about his history with CBD.
So 2 years ago, kind of discovered CBD, started looking around to see how it would work, and man, it really worked incredible on my body.
As far as the benefits Davis sees from CBD?
So your recovery is faster. A lot of times for me 2 years ago, I had a lot of inflammation in my knees. I had chronic pain. And so it wasn't fun to work out and to be active.
Right.
And so once I started taking CBD, I noticed over about a 2 week period where I was working out, recovering faster, and you just feel better in your daily life.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.